Hi, Dosers. My name's Paige Payne. I work here at North Coast Church on the Vista campus in student ministries, and we're continuing in our series on what is the church. And something that I've really been kind of just wrestling with lately is what is this concept of encouragement? And over and over and over again in scripture, we're called to encourage one another. And I really believe that that's firmly one of the foundations of what the church really needs to be. And yet I have a radically misformed idea of what encouragement means, especially when it comes to biblical encouragement. And so if you guys would join me in Hebrews 10, we're going to kind of investigate some of this together. And a little bit of what Hebrews call for what we are as the church comes from chapter 10, verses 23 to 25. It says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." And so we have this, I mean, we're all as believers in this waiting period of we're waiting for Jesus to return. And in the meantime, Paul, or whoever wrote Hebrews, speculators would say Paul, he just goes over and over and over again, like, continue, stay steadfast, remain, honor the Lord, be obedient, remember who he is, remember to glorify him, do not fall to the deceitfulness of sin. And he calls us as a community of believers, which really he says brothers and sisters over and over again, that we would be the people who are kind of calling one another towards that, towards holiness and righteousness and godliness as we wait for Jesus to come back. And that's where we get this term of encouragement. He says, don't forget about meeting together. Keep meeting together. And when you're doing that, encourage one another. And when I don't know, maybe this is just a student ministries thing and you could just blame me as the young girl who just talks, who talks to high school students about what encouragement is. I think so often we mean affirmation of between you and me, like you really exemplify joy, or you're such a happy person, or you're so funny and you make me laugh. And we take this word encouragement and we mean, what can I tell you about who you are and what you've done to encourage you and make you feel better and kind of keep you going, fuel you up as you continue to be you and all that kind of stuff. Biblical encouragement as this word encourage that's used in the New Testament is taken out, it means things like exhort. It means things like urge. It means things like remind. And really, anytime it comes down to biblical encouragement, it's not really about, hey, you're doing a great job as you have done this and you are like this. But really, biblical encouragement rests on what God has done and who he is. And so that kind of takes away the pressure of on a day when I'm not feeling as silly as people have always said that I am, then who would I be if I wasn't silly? Or if I'm not like exercising kindness as people would say I'm a kind person or something, then who would I be if I haven't done that perfectly? And yet where biblical encouragement comes from, as we continue to push and spur one another towards love and good deeds as we wait for Jesus to come back, really, encouragement rests in the fact of who God is and what he's done. And so I can encourage you on something that has nothing to do with who you are or what you've done, but everything on a very solid, firm foundation of God who is never changing, who is never failing, and who is coming back for us. And so that's where we can find real encouragement from today, is from the truth that, yeah, God gives us all things for godliness. He is there to equip us for all of those things. That's something that doesn't have anything to do with what I've done. We can encourage one another with the fact that Christ will return and he's coming back for his people and we will get to live in heaven with him forever. That's something that's very encouraging. We can remind one another of the gospel truth that Jesus came and he died for you and me regardless of what we've done. And so, church, would we be people who gets together and we encourage one another on a truth that is never changing and never fading, and it has everything to do with who God is and what he's done.